you got to know it's working. You can't see the big picture, you're part of it. You can see a fraction of it, but God can see all of it, and even through time. Since I brought that up, there's a scripture I want to get to. There's a scripture that has been overlooked that's so powerful and key to everything we do.
Okay.
But before I do that, I'm going to, I sent this, I think this writing, I meant to bring it, but I didn't make enough copies. I'll bring one next time. It's called The Vision. It's called To Finish a Vision of the Lord.
To finish what now?
To finish a vision of the Lord.
To finish a vision of the Lord. Okay.
And it's very short.
Okay.
And I think I got this by taking notes from Pastor, but the Lord added to it. And I was looking at my notes. I said, that could be a living letter right there. It says, to finish a vision of the Lord, you must. And it's, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 things you must do. You must believe God, honoring him by your faith. You got to believe in what you're doing. You must love God more than the vision. You must trust the Lord completely throughout the process. You must hear him out, noticing his voice over the voices of doubt and unbelief. Mm-hmm. You must enjoy his presence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we make the best decisions when we're in his presence, when we're at peace with him. Like Little Jim said, follow the peace. You must enjoy his presence. You must receive revelation from him.
Mm, that's important.
That's very important because
that's important for the church now, that they receive the revelation. Because that's what Peter did. He received the revelation. Jesus told him, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. Now, if I'm that, I'm going to build my church. Yes. And the church will keep being built, and we keep receiving the revelation.
When it was time for him to minister to Cornelius and the Gentiles, he had to receive a revelation.
He had received a revelation of it. He had to go against all his other counterparts. Yeah. He knew that they were going to be at him because he's going to be at this house where he shouldn't be, different culture, different race. Talking about giving the whole. He said, okay, who can deny this? The Holy Spirit did it, not me.
Yeah.
Who can stop this?
It was a challenge to his Jewish mind.
But he kept receiving revelation. He kept going. Even on the day of Pentecost, he received a revelation. Then he kept going. He said, this is that.
If you stop receiving revelation, the vision.
The church is not receiving the revelation of Jesus.
Yeah.
That's what John did on the Isle of Patmos. Mm-hmm. He received the revelation of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Woo!
The last one was, you must contend for the faith. It's not my own. You must contend.
Don't make me throw something at you.
You must contend for the faith. See it through with patience.
Contend for the faith. Woo!
You have to see it through with patience, protecting your dedication. Because all the surprises are supposed to make you say, well, that ain't working on them. So then the last part of that is a statement. It says, many Christians allow their vision to die because they do not do these things. On this list, that's how it looks. On this list, each one of them is not something you can check off. This is something you keep doing until the vision.
You keep adding.
Until it's done.
Yeah, you keep adding.
You keep on.
Like Peter said, keep adding to your faith.
Yeah.
Don't just stop at faith. Keep adding.
Keep adding to it. You keep believing God, honoring him by your faith. You keep doing all of these things.
Let it.
As a way of life.
Lifestyle.
Yeah, and it works. And so when it's time to change, I stick with what God tells me. If he don't say stop, I keep doing it.
Yeah.
There's no off switch. You just keep going. Then he'll come to me with something new to do. And this happened with the radio broadcast. They're 15-minute broadcast, so I learned how to sprint preach because I always had to. And I never had adequate time to I had to compress everything. And that was, there's a lot of reasons for that, but the Lord trained me how to compress things. Then he put me on a radio that I couldn't afford but 15 minutes. And I compress everything. And the biggest complaint is I need more time. People that call radio station, he need more time. When they, you know, the radio station has a, they have a website. You can listen to it on the website. And when you go on that website, people comment. And then there's people say, you need more time. But the Lord did something. He said, I want you to, instead of doing 15 minutes, I want you to do 30 minutes. The first 15 minutes go on the radio. He didn't give me more radio time, per se. He said, but I want every broadcast to be 30 minutes. And then the last 15 minutes, he's ministering to people that are hungry. So on the radio, I tell them, the first 15 minutes is on the radio, but the rest of this message is on the website. So they can go on the website and listen to the whole thing. And any other broadcast that they want. And then they can send it to other people if they want to. Mm-hmm. That's the wisdom, that's promotion. Mm-hmm. And then after he did that, a few months went by, then he had me to do heart to heart. Because God is releasing, he wants to give his revelation to people that love him first. That's very important. Because if you give it to a person that, I put it this way, they may be more educated, they may be a Bible scholar in the school, whatever, but if they allow living somewhere, they'll make a mess with Revelation. And they
that
always
is good.
Do
that. That is good. They definitely will. Mm-hmm.
And
that's
it,
good.
Because even Jeremiah talked about prophets that steal his word. Ezekiel did too. And God is going, he's raising up people that will follow him. See, when the revelation, when it's bad for them if they teach wrong.
Uh-huh.
And then it makes people believe more when they shouldn't.
Right.
So God want to give the best revelation, or revival knowledge, I call it, to his people who love him. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, many that are first will be last, many that are last will be first. Mm-hmm. And so I had to get used to that. Sometimes I'll be around, I have pastor friends, and I want to tell them this revelation that God gave. I get around them and I can't remember any of it. Nothing. My mind goes blank, my heart. All the word that God, I can't say nothing about it. It's like God zipped it up in a file. I can't get
time release, yeah.
And I'm on my way home, when I get a good distance from them, from their house,
all of
he come right back. Uh-huh. I thought the devil did it. I said, Lord, how does the devil do that? It wasn't the devil. It was the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, and I started, you have to pay attention to them. But if you're around the right people,
it'll flow.
Not only will the revelation he gave you yesterday flow, he'll give you more with it.
Amen. Amen.
When I do the radio broadcast, and I can't see my audience, but when I do the radio broadcast, I get a word for the radio audience. After the first 15 minutes, sometimes the revelation of the radio broadcast, sometimes I don't get to it till after the 15 minutes. I'm trying to squeeze it in for the radio audience, but he's really giving it to the hungry. Mm-hmm. And it comes out in the last 15 minutes. I had to learn to flow with it. And once I got that down, then he gave me the other. So that's how it works. He gives his revelation to people who love him first. Jesus said, many that are first will be last, many that are last will be first. But he didn't say that everybody that's first will be last and everybody that's last will be first. He said many that are first will be last, because God always has people who love him, and they follow him from the 80s, from the 60s, and they don't stop. They continue in the things of God. And so God always has people that love and follow and continue in the things of God. Then he has people that fall. And everybody's going to eventually die. But you know, now with recording, You can listen to people that have gone on to heaven and be blessed freshly by what they did years ago.
So you left a legacy.
Yeah, you left a legacy. So, but he's given his most trusted revelation because, see, he has to reap the harvest. And he's not going to let wolves reap his harvest. He's not going to let people, if a person, a wolf is someone who they know better, but they do worse on purpose. And they can, it's just like the Pharisees, wolves. Mm-hmm. They were worse than wolves. They were vipers. Okay, Jesus said, you look high and low to make a proselyte, and when you make one, he's two times more the child of hell than you are. So God don't want it. He's not going to allow rogue preachers or anybody to sweep up, gather his harvest and defile it. So he's going to give the real revelation to people that walk in love. So as you receive revelation, you know better now. You have to stick with it. And so when God gives you something, it's very important to walk it out. It takes time. It's not something that you can look at and see, you just have to keep doing it. And I had a problem with my throat. I would almost lose my voice while I'm preaching. I had to stop the thing, clear my throat. Mm-hmm. And one day I was doing a broadcast, and I thought about it. I said, you know, I'm tired of my voice going out. I've been praying about this thing, and it still does. I said, I want everybody that hear me to pray for my voice. So I can stop doing that. Because I do the broadcast mostly in the morning, and my throat would get all messed up. I sound very raspy, and sometimes it'll get on the tape. I hate it. I said, I need y'all to pray for me, just like Paul asked for boldness. Mm-hmm. And you know it stopped.
Praise God. Amen.
So we're not alone. We can help each other. And it's all right to ask for help. But you know, the thing is, God loves us and he's with us. And he's permanently with us. He's always helping. He's always there to help. But if the rich young ruler had listened to Jesus, this man got his money correctly, because Jesus told him to sell all he had and give it to the poor, come and follow him. All right, if he would have followed Jesus, he wouldn't have needed his house or anything else he had. He would have been on the road. Mm-hmm. His wealth would have been given back to him, because you can't sow and not reap. Mm-hmm. He was looking at material loss, but he wasn't looking at spiritual gain. That's why he walked away sorrowful. If he would have given that, we would be reading his writings. He would have been an apostle. He would, you know, we may be reading his writings by now. Mm-hmm. And he would have set a greater pace, mm-hmm, if he followed Jesus.
His richness had him, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Proverbs warns you of it's not that God, you know, don't want you rich or wealthy, but he don't want it to have you.
Right.
And so that's what had him. And that's what Jesus was trying to separate him from, that, because he was a good man. Mm-hmm. It even made Jesus sorry. A good man. That is controlled by his riches. Yeah. Couldn't separate, mm-hmm, the riches. Yeah. But he good. He told you that I did all this from my youth. I've been good. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was nothing bad about him. He was telling the truth. He had been good.
You know, if people don't know this, but the power of following God, anything that would beset you, Paul said, lay aside every sin and the weight, mm-hmm, that easily besets you. Things that beset you is not always sin, because he made it the sin and the weight. A weight can be something else.
Yeah.
It can be a habit. Mm-hmm. It can be, let's say, pride. You didn't deal with it enough, or the love walk. Some people just need to tweak their love walk.
And you know, it could be just a little simple thing that you do in the natural. Maybe you watch too much TV. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Adjustments must be made.
I mean, you know, okay, just a little adjustment.
to that. It becomes a weight that you don't have time for God.
Mm-hmm. That's good, Mary. That's good.
You know, that's a bigger picture. God anointed Saul with a vile boy. He anointed David with a horn boy. What does that tell us? David was a worshiper. He could receive more anointing. Okay, so if a person is anointed already and they've been faithful, God wants to give them more anointing. But first, there are some things that that only the Holy Spirit can help them train out of. You have to train. Sometimes you have to make adjustments. When people follow God, the things that need to be adjusted, the Holy Spirit will help you do it. Then he can pour the oil on you. That's when you're going to reap the harvest. and if they don't receive it, it can't happen. And that's what I would see so too many times. It used to aggravate me when the Lord would send me to pastors and they didn't follow God. Because I knew what I saw in the spirit and then what ended up happening was two different things. That kind of got to me. I said, Lord, I don't want to be no
So you were looking for you to do the increase, though. It's God that does the increase.
Yeah.
You were thinking you should see the increase then. By them
I
receiving
want to see
it.
The increase.
Right, but it's one plants, one waters. God's to give the increase. What you saw was not dependent on you. It's what God did. So we have to put that aside in our Christian walk. You can't go by
that.
What you see.
I had to learn to...
You were obedient.
And just do whatever you say now. That's the best I can do.
God taught me a long time ago. I'd really gotten, really got baptized in the Holy Ghost and got close. And one of the pastors that I loved dearly, there was somebody that was part of our church. He was a young member. He just got saved and was growing. And somehow he got away. And he was in trouble. And I called this pastor because I felt like I was supposed to. And I told him, he needs you. He said, he does not go to our church anymore. And I hung it up. I said, Lord, I shouldn't have said that. He said, you did exactly what I told you to do. One thing about our pastors, they would never do that. Never.
No. And so,
that is so good.
I wanted to see the end result. I knew of the loss. That's what was all
for. Yeah. Because you were so excited and you knew it was from God.
Okay, I'll end with this scripture. This is the scripture.
Okay.
It is John 15, verse 5.
Oh, I love John 15.
John 15, 5.
Yeah, I'll back up to, let's see. All right, let's start at 1 and come down to it.
Okay.
He said, I'm the true vine. My Father is the husband. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. This is where we got to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. He'll purge you, he'll bring forth more fruit. And you'll learn protocols, and you'll do them, and it'll work. Now that, verse 3, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. Now watch this last part of verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. Now the last part he said, for without me, you can do nothing. That was my revelation. It's not on me.
Amen.
If I do what he say, it works.
Yes.
I have everything. If I can do what he say, the whole thing works.
Amen.
Okay.
So
that's
I would
good.
Use confessions and song and everything to make sure. Fail-safes. Make sure I do what he say.
All right.
Then I learned these other things. I was doing it because he said it. I didn't understand what the magnitude of what was really going on. But he loves us. When we get to heaven after the rapture, and we're going to see people, and we're going to know what God did. We're going to know that he raised up a generation that would do it right. He stalled out those that would do it wrong. And he blessed them, and the people that he's going to He's going to give, people are going to live the light. And then some people that were wrong would be corrected. This thing is beautiful. But when God finished with it, nothing's going to be out of order. Everything that can be saved will be saved. Everything that wouldn't be saved will be lost. It goes back to the parable of the net. He's going to keep the good fish and do away with the bad, because sin is always hostile. There's going to be justice. There's going to be great joy. A multitude. God's going to reap their harvest. Don't thank me.
Amen.
Okay, I told my son, I said, the days of the, let's say, one man doing it, one man show, so to speak, that's gone.
Yeah.
I said, God can take a million obedient people, minister to five uh-huh. every day. Uh-huh. They bring five,
that's good.
Five people to the Lord in a month, at the end of the month, that's 5 million people.
Amen.
You got to look at what are you putting in God's hands? Two fish and two loaves and some fish, God feeds multitude.
Amen.
That's what I saw when Brother Horton taught that message in here. Take everything you got, give it to God. Give it to Jesus, he'll bless it and give it back to you.
Amen.
And you work it. You just work it.
Well, it took work to take that, mm-hmm. you know, deal it out and then carry it back in, didn't it?
And it's easy. The people you pray for, pray, intercede, do it. Whatever God tells you to do, do it.
Okay, I've been told something to do coming in here. God's laid on my heart, Vonnie. And we're going to yeah. come in agreement
yeah.
because of her illnesses and things. And plus, you know, if you've gone through a lot, you mentally need courage too. So we're going to come in agreement. Lord, we come
Thank
in agreement
you,
right now. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the great I am. You are the Prince of Peace. You're everything we need.
Thank
and you're
Lord,
what
Jesus.
Vonnie needs. I pray that everything in her life is stopped in Jesus' name, that's evil, and all the good will come of it.
Yes,
I thank you she's totally and completely healed. I thank you she has the mind of Christ. I thank you she's going to fall so in deep in love with you, it's going to be beyond all she can ask or think. Thank you for the joy of the Lord that's encompassing her right now. I thank you this tribulation, this trial, this test is completely and totally backfired on Satan. In Jesus' name, we
yes.
thank you she loves you with all her heart. We thank you for the peace that passes all understanding. She knows that she will make a complete recovery. In Jesus'
thank
name,
you,
amen.
Could you take a minute and pray for David?
Yes.
Yes.
Lord, we strengthen David right now in Jesus' name. He is strengthened in you. He has the mind of Christ. He has
thank
the patience
Lord.
That he needs and the yes. love he needs. He loves Vonnie with all his heart, and we thank you that's growing even more and more. We thank you that you comfort him in such a way. Let him open the word, let him pray in the spirit. Let him be strengthened as he fills us, uplifting him in prayer. That he is strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and he will not fail him, and he will not fail you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
One more request. Pray for Alicia to sleep again like
okay.
she's supposed to.
Okay. We thank okay. you, Lord God. You give your beloved sleep. Alicia's mm-hmm. your beloved, so right now she has sleep the way she mm-hmm. needs it, and the peace and the comfort, and what a blessing she is to all of us, and we thank you for her in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 All right.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Release us.
Well, Lord, I thank you for being on this. And
amen.
I pray that you'll help us do all this in your heart. Give us
yes.
your thoughts and use
yes.
us, oh Lord, like a tool in your hand. And help us to reap that harvest.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Amen.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you. Good meal.